This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English. I'm Jackie and I'm joined today by Kaz. Hello, Kaz.
Hi, Jackie.
Today's story takes us to Bangladesh, where a cyber war is taking place.
A cyber war, a fight involving computers and the internet.
But before we continue with that story, let's kick off with our question of the week. Are you ready, Kaz?
Okay, I'm ready.
What's the origin of the word cyber? Is it Latin, Greek, or French?
Oh, I was afraid you were going to ask me that, Jackie. I have no idea, I'm afraid.
Take a guess.
How about French?
All right, well, we'll find out the answer to that question at the end of the programme. But Kaz, cyber has become a prefix that we hear in several different contexts related to the computer world, hasn't it?
Yes. You might have come across the phrases cyberspace, which means the virtual online world of computers and networks. We hear cyber cafe, which is where you might go to check your emails and have a drink at the same time. And in the context of war, yes, there's cyber war and cyber warfare. There's also cyber terrorism and a cyber attack.
Well, we've seen examples of cyber warfare taking place all over the world in recent years. One of the most recent cases involves Bangladesh and India.
Yes, Bangladeshi officials say hackers from outside the country have attacked a number of government websites.
Hackers. Those are the people who break into computers and networks, getting access to information that's usually meant to be protected.
Information technology experts say the attacks were part of an ongoing, unofficial cyber war between individual Bangladeshi and Indian hackers.
There have also been claims that a number of Indian websites were attacked in recent weeks by a group of Bangladeshi hackers. Let's listen to the BBC's Anbarasan Ethirajan reporting from the capital, Dhaka. As you listen, try to answer this question.
Where did Bangladeshi authorities say the attacks came or originated from?
The Bangladeshi authorities say they took immediate action as soon as information emerged that the websites were being hacked. They say within a few hours, the sites were back in action. But they did not specify where the attacks originated from. However, Bangladeshi media reports say the attack on government websites could have been carried out by various groups, including one which calls itself the Indian Cyber Army. A.R. Azimul Haq, who works as a consultant for the Bangladesh government, warns that there are dangers if the hackers continue to target official websites.
This will not affect much if it is information related, but if it is registration or monetary related matter, then it's, of course it's a big issue. Also, there are policy making issues, and also now you know the Bangladesh is going for tender through CPTU, online processing. So that could be also be another issue in that respect.
Did you manage to answer that question? Well, it was a bit of a trick one.
Yes, the report said the authorities did not specify, they didn't say where the attacks were from.
The media, however, has been speculating that the attacks on government websites could have been carried out by various groups, including one called the Indian Cyber Army.
It seems that hundreds of websites have been hacked in both Bangladesh and India in recent months.
Let's listen to the last part of that report. As you listen, try to answer this question.
What reason was given for cyber attacks by Bangladeshis against Indians?
Experts believe the latest incident could be in response to a series of attacks on a number of Indian websites in recent months by a group which claims to be from Bangladesh. The hackers said they were protesting against the killing of Bangladeshi civilians by Indian border guards along the India-Bangladesh border. There are no official figures, but it's thought that hundreds of websites have been hacked in both countries in recent months. Experts say the latest attacks show the need for the government as well as private sector from both countries to improve their website security.
The reporter said that this latest incident could be in response to, in answer to, or as a result of, a series of attacks on a number of Indian websites by a group which claims to be from Bangladesh.
And so the answer to the question, this Bangladeshi group said it was protesting against the killing of Bangladeshi civilians by Indian border guards along the frontier between the two countries.
Well, Kaz, you must be eagerly awaiting the answer to this week's question.
I am.
Well, the prefix cyber is derived from cybernetic, which comes from a Greek adjective meaning skilled in steering or governing. So not quite right this time.
Ah, OK. Well, you live and learn, Jackie. Now I know.
Better luck next time. Before we go, let's have a reminder of some of the key words in today's story.
We heard the words hacker, cyber attack, cyber war, cyber warfare, cyberspace, cyber cafe, did not specify, originated from, in response to.
That's all for now, but do join us again soon for more 6 Minute English. Bye.
Bye bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.